The following holiday program is being presented with utmost respect in the spirit of good humor and broad comedy. If you can't handle that, or you are really easily offended, well, the internet is a big place. Get it?
Who's that banging on the piano?
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
You better not cry, you better not shout, you better not pout, I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is dead.
Mighty Weird Al Yankovic and Christmas at Ground Zero. We play this song every year on our holiday show, which this is. What's peculiar is that last Friday, the song became topical again. Ha! Go figure. Good evening. This is Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, and this is our annual holiday show. Yeah, we're continuing in our campaign, our war on sanity, once again proving that bad taste does not have to taste bad. Tonight's music, some of it's kind of extreme. If it's a little blasphemous, eh, maybe you're just wound up too tight. But we got us a wonderful, fun time. Mike Gerard is all over this place, both with the Fools and with his own big swinging thing. We've got rockabilly, we got blues, we got rock and roll, we got ass-kicking music. We got the last show for the year. We've got a lovely pair of coconuts, and we're willing to share. So we're going to get right down to it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Frantic Flintstones right here on GetThePointRadio.com, reality's finest pop culture channel. Uh.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations are red on a green Christmas tree. Won't be the same day if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes stop falling, that's when those big memories start a-calling. I'll be pumping my rise in between your thighs, and I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
But I hope they work on you. Got my ho-ho's working, but I hope they work on you. Because it's Christmas time and I don't know what to do. I'm going down to the Walmart, gonna buy me some mistletoe. Going down to the Walmart, gonna buy me some mistletoe. I'm gonna kiss a lot of women, some that I don't know. Help me out. Got my ho-ho's working.
Got my ho-ho working.
Got my ho-ho's working.
Got my ho-ho working.
Got my blue working. Oh, going down to New Hampshire, gonna cut me a Christmas tree. I'm going down to New Hampshire, gonna cut me a Christmas tree. There'll be a whole lot of presents, I hope there's some for me. Got my ho-ho working. Just don't work on you.
Now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up the housetop, the coursers they flew, with sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked just like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to a sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of the thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!"
Okay, everybody go. It was the night before Christmas and everything was all fucked up. Well, actually, you know, the night before Christmas is actually Christmas Eve. I don't know why they don't call it Christmas Eve. Well, they call it story the night before Christmas. Now, this is a story not about Santa Claus, but Santa Claus' little-known brother,
Horny Claus.
Talking about Horny Claus.
Talking about Horny Claus. Break it down, boys. Yeah, let me tell you now.
Now, Horny Claus was Santa Claus' illegitimate brother. See, Santa Claus is dead, and the Easter Bunny's mama
got together and made Horny Claus.
Now, some of y'all say, Mojo, you shouldn't be combining
sex and Christmas. But let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something that, fucking is better than killing. Fucking is better than killing.
Fucking is better than killing. Fucking is
better than killing.
So, it was the night before Christmas,
and I was lying in my bed,
touching my tongue like Waka.
I was rubbing my little head. Me and my wife us were lying there shaking. Said, "Come on out, baby, let's quake, quake, and bake it." Now let me tell you something else now.
Well, I heard something up on the roof. Hey, weird, let me hear something up on the roof. Yeah, we heard something up on the roof.
It caused a big clatter. I stopped beating off to see what the fuck was the matter. And I looked out there and I saw this sleigh with some reindeer.
And there's this guy up there. He called these reindeers. He says, Rudolph, Ronaldo,
Robin,
Richard, Rudy Ray.
And Red, that's the name for the reindeer.
But my favorite reindeer named Vixen.
Yeah, cause Vixen is fixin' to fuck my brains out. Vixen is a fixin' to fuck my brains out.
Hey man, let's hear the chimes. Everybody cut loose, let's hear the chimes. Oh man, just like you in church, man, and wishing that thing was over.
Well, Santa Claus come down the chimney. He got some stuff for us. He got us some race cars. He ain't got a book.
He was holding a pipe.
Right there between his teeth, us.
Santa was smoking on reefer. He keeping it peaceful.
Yeah, legalize it, Santa.
Santa say legalize it. You know, some people said that
Santa was fat, but he was just round. Santa Claus is a sex machine. He got the sound.
Santa Claus come in my house. He didn't say nothing.
He filled up all them stockings with Martha's muffin.
You know, he rammed something up his nose,
and then he shot up the chimney.
I said, Santa Claus,
can you give me any?
He went to his sleigh.
The reindeer's always ready. Santa Claus said, watch out for Freddy. Bring it down.
You know what Santa Claus said? Everybody say it with me. Santa Claus said, horny holidays to all.
And to all of the club.
Horny holidays to all.
From a motherfucking mouth. The stars
were hung by the chimney with care.
In hopes that motherfucker St. Nicholas would soon be there. All the children would nestle stuck in the bed.
Wow, visitors.
Look at them, look at them. My mother's in the country, bar and cup.
Slow down along with that mouth.
The mighty Mojo Nixon, 'twas the night before Christmas. And you know what? Before that, Henry Rollins did something called 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. How do you get the mice to be so quiet? I don't understand that. All I hear are mice. Annoying little sounds, and they run across the... forget it. Before Henry, Mike Gerard's big swinging thing. Yeah, he gave us Ho Ho Working, and we opened the set with the Frantic Flintstones and their Blue Christmas. Take that, Elvis. You know what we need right now? Right now, we need us some rock and roll, and we're just about to do that. But first, the Zen question of the night. If a tree falls in the forest and smushes a chipmunk, does it make a sound?
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
We'll be right back. Let's see. I want a new Rickenbacker guitar, two Fender bassmans, Chuck Berry songbook, xylophone.
Stuff he gets into. I think he's got visions of my baby shirt. sugar plums dancing his old head. And what's all this stuff with chimneys anyhow? It's kind of Freudian, ain't it? Rudolph ain't the only one with a red nose, if you ask me. I think old Santa's been hitting on the Christmas eggnog. I bet them elves could tell stories. And what kind of first name is Santa anyhow? Why ain't he got an honest name like Bill or George? There you go, George Claus. Sounds kind of country. I wonder what Mrs. Claus' first name. Seems to me I remember hearing it was Ethel. Dear Ethel Claus, I regret to inform you that your husband Santa, who should be called George, has been messing where he shouldn't ought to be messing. Now I understand why you only let him out one night a year. Which brings me to the matter at hand. Perhaps you know that Santa's spending an inordinate amount of time with a tall, good-looking female elf. Well, that ain't no elf. That's my girlfriend, and I want her back. So you just grab old Santa by the ear or nose, whatever part you think is appropriate, and have him send her back to me. Signed, yours truly, Anonymous.
Putting the spirits in Christmas spirit, the fool Santa bird-dogged my baby before them, the ooh Christmas. Before them, the Kinks, Father Christmas. Is there a Mother Christmas? Where's Mother Christmas? Before them, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Christmas all over again, and again and again. And we opened with Miss Joan Jett, Little Drummer Boy. It's almost like 50 degrees up here in the Atlantic Northeast, and what little snow we had just all melted away. There's no chance of a white Christmas. I guess that's kind of sad. When was the last time you've heard anybody on a sled with all those, you know, sleigh bells and stuff? Happened a bit when I was a kid. When I was a kid, people would do that a little bit. And that was in Chicago, which is kind of weird, you know, having these, like, sleds going by with the jingling and all that. It was colder back then. That's my memory of Christmas. Just colder than a witch's tit. Hey, you kids, get off my lawn! Well, we're going down to the country. Which country? You'll find out in 10.
Mike, go!
Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it?
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Some time ago at Santa's place, up in the old North Pole, there lived a lump of anthracite whose parents called him Joel. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, happy as a lump can be. He just wants to keep Santa warm and make the elves cozy. But Santa Claus had other plans for Joel one fateful day. Joel, you're just the lump I need. Come join me on my sleigh. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, your heart leapt up with joy. I'll soon be Santa's present too, a lucky girl or boy.
Play together and we'll hold each other tight. Snuggle under clean white sheets when we go to sleep at night. Then Santa's elves all after Joel. You're in for a surprise. You're not a special Christmas gift. You're just the booby prize. What kid would ever want you? You're filthy as can be. Now you have to go and live with one who's been naughty.
But I may keep poor Joe crying in electricity. You pollute the air with CO2 and mercury.
Joel, Joel, the lump of coal fell down upon his knees.
I don't want to live with a naughty kid. Don't make me Santa, please. But Santa laughed his jolly laugh.
Oh, oh, you stupid lump. You're just the thing to teach this brat that Santa ain't no chump.
So off they flew, and before he knew, Joel was in a sack. He cried and yelled to Santa Claus, why don't we just go back?
And then came Christmas morning, and much to Joel's surprise, he saw a boy with the saddest face, and tears were in his eyes.
Joel up and held him. Said, you can be my friend. I would have liked some presents, but you're what Santa chose to send. It's true, I've been a naughty boy, and maybe that's a sin. This is how Santa treats the kids. I'm just glad that I'm not him. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, knew what he must do. He said, now I know the reason why I got sent to you. It's when a person hurts inside, it turns him hard and cruel. But I know how to make your pain into a precious jewel. So take me in your hand, young man, and squeeze with all your might. Let's turn your pain and anger into something that shines bright. When Joe, Joe, the lump of coal, he gave his life away. Oh, one good naughty little boy of a diamond on Christmas Day.
Hear them ring. City street lights, even stop lights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. Then above all, there's a bustle you'll hear. Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. This day.
Sleep in his house till the morning came, and I'd get up and scratch scratch off a couple of fleas and my wife would let me in the house. If he was down to his last bone, he gave it to me. That was my dog. And he died on Christmas Day. He was my best friend. And now he's gone to that big doghouse in the sky. My dog died on Christmas Day. You know my dog died on Christmas Day. I can almost hear him now.
To be a Jew on Christmas, my friends won't let me join in any games, and I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate a Christmas tree or leave water out for Rudolph, 'cause there's something wrong with me. My people don't believe in Jesus Christ divinity. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew on Christmas. Hanukkah is nice, but why is it that Santa passes over my house every year? And instead of eating ham, I have to eat kosher latkes. Instead of Silent Night, I'm singing Hu Hakdo Kavish. And what the fuck is up with lighting all these fucking candles? Tell me, please. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew. I can't be merry, 'cause I'm Hebrew on Christmas.
Hey little boy, I couldn't help but hear you're feeling left out of Christmas cheer. But I've come to say that you shouldn't be sad. This is the one month that you should be glad. 'Cause it's nice to be a Jew on Christmas. You don't have to deal with the season at all. You don't have to be on your best behavior or give to charity. You don't have to go to grandma's house with your alcoholic family. You're a Jew.
A styling Jew.
It's a good time
to be Hebrew on Christmas.
This is a song about heroes and my heroes, and I couldn't get them all in here, so it's not supposed to, it was not intended to be all inclusive, but it's also sort of a left-wing midlife crisis song. It's Woody Guthrie's birthday. This song's about a lot of people and it's about me, but tonight it's about happy birthday, Woody. It's Christmas time in Washington, and Democrats rehearsed getting into gear for four more years. Things not getting worse. Republicans drink whiskey neat and thank your lucky stars. Said it cannot seek another term. There'll be no more FDRs. I sat home in Tennessee, staring at the screen. An uneasy feeling in my chest. I'm wondering what it means. So come back, Woody Guthrie. Come back to us now. Till rise from paradise, rise again somehow. If you run into Jesus, maybe he can help us out. But come back, Woody Guthrie, to us now. Steps once back in my traveling days. Somewhere I failed to find your trail. Now I'm stumbling through the haze. But there's killers on the highway now, and a man can't get around. So I sold my soul. Wheels that roll. Now I'm stuck here in this town. So come back, Woody Guthrie. Come back to us now. Until you ask from paradise and rise again somehow. If you run into Jesus, maybe he can help you out. Come back, Woody Guthrie, to us now. There's foxes in the hen house. There's cows out in the corn. Our unions have been busted, and the proud red banners torn. But if you listen to the radio, they'll tell you all is well. You and me and Cisco know it's going straight to hell. So come back, Emma Goldman. Rise up, old Joe Hill. The barricades are going up, and they cannot break our will. Come back to us, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. I will march in the Selma while the bells of freedom ring. And come back, Woody Guthrie. Come back to us now. Till rise from paradise, rise again somehow.
Ah, thank you, boys. The mighty Steve Earle bringing a little subtext to our show tonight. Christmas in Washington before Steve, Kyle Brodlaski, The Lonely Jew on Christmas. And take it from me, dreidels, not a present. not a gift, not a good idea, unless they're made of chocolate. Before Kyle? Hey, yeah, the Fools. Go figure. My dog died on Christmas Day before the Fools. Oh, man. The Kabbalah Kid himself, Bob Dylan, singing Silver Bells. That's bells with an E. Before Bob canned Heat Christmas Blues, we opened the set with something from actually the Killers' brand new album. That was Jimmy Kimmel squawking. I like Jimmy. And the song was Joel the Lump of Coal. Just in case you've ever tried to rhyme coal. Now you know. We've got two really important monologues coming up. One from George Carlin, which will be pretty much the way you think it's going to be. And the other by the great actor, the late William Conrad. Wonderful voiceover artist. We'll talk about him more after the set. We separate the two, of course, with a 3-minute Bible reading. But first, our hero.
Mike, go!
Albert!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
Now, folks, here's something else I got a problem with. The Ten Commandments, you know? Yeah, yeah, let me tell you. Listen, here's my problem. Why are there ten? You don't need ten. I think the list of commandments was deliberately and artificially inflated to get it up to ten. It's a padded list. Here's what they did. About 5,000 years ago, a bunch of religious and political hustlers got together to try to figure out how to control people, how to keep them in line. They knew people were basically stupid and would believe anything they were told, so they announced that God had given them some commandments. Up on a mountain, when no one was around, God had given them the Ten Commandments. But let me ask you this. When they were sitting around making this shit up, why did they pick 10? Why 10? Why not 9 or 11? I'll tell you why. Because 10 sounds official. 10 sounds important. They knew if it was 11, people wouldn't take it seriously. Say, what, are you kidding me? The 11 commandments? Get the fuck out of here. But 10. 10 sounds important. 10 is the basis for the decimal system. It's a decade. It's a psychologically satisfying number. The top 10, the 10 most wanted, the 10 best dressed. So having 10 commandments was really a marketing decision. And to me, it's clearly a bullshit list. It's a political document artificially inflated to sell better. I'm going to show you how you could reduce the number of commandments and come up with a list that's a little more workable and logical. We're going to start with the first three, and I'll use the Roman Catholic version because those are the ones I was taught as a little boy. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Thou shalt keep holy the Sabbath. Right off the bat, the first three, pure bullshit. Sabbath. Sabbath day, Lord's name, strange gods. Spooky language. Spooky language. Designed to scare and control primitive people. In no way does superstitious nonsense like this apply to the lives of intelligent, civilized humans in the 21st century. You throw out the first three commandments, whoosh, you're down to seven. Next, honor thy father and mother. Obedience, respect for authority. Just another name for controlling people. The truth is, obedience and respect should not be automatic. They should be earned. They should be based on the parents' performance. Parents' performance. Right? Some parents deserve respect. Most of them don't. Period. You're down to six. Now, in the interest of logic, something religion is very uncomfortable with, we're going to jump around the list a little bit. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Stealing and lying. Well, actually, these two both prohibit the same kind of behavior. Dishonesty, stealing, and lying. So you don't need two of them. Instead, you combine them and you call it thou shalt not be dishonest. And suddenly, you're down to five. And as long as we're combining, I have two others that belong together. Thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Once again, these two prohibit the same kind of behavior, in this case, marital infidelity. The difference is coveting takes place in the mind, and I don't think you should outlaw fantasizing about someone else's wife. Otherwise, what's a guy going to think about when he's waxing his carrot? But But marital fidelity is a good idea, so we're going to keep the idea and call this one Thou Shalt Not Be Unfaithful. And suddenly, we're down to four. But when you think about it, honesty and fidelity are really part of the same overall value. So in truth, you could combine the two honesty commandments with the two fidelity commandments and give them simpler language, positive language instead of negative, and call the whole thing, Thou shalt always be honest and faithful, and we're down to three. Thou shalt, they're going away fast. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. This one is just plain fucking stupid. Coveting your neighbor's goods is what keeps the economy going. All right? Your neighbor gets a vibrator that plays Oh Come All Ye Faithful. You want to get one too. Coveting creates jobs. Leave it alone. You throw out coveting and you're down to two now, the big honesty and fidelity commandment, and the one we haven't talked about yet, Thou Shalt Not Kill. Murder, the fifth commandment. But when you think about it, religion has never really had a big problem with murder. Not really. More people have been killed in the name of God than for any other reason. All you have to do... All you have to do is look at Northern Ireland, the Middle East, Kashmir, the Inquisition, the Crusades, and the World Trade Center to see how seriously the religious folks take Thou Shalt Not Kill. The more devout they are, the more they see murder as being negotiable. It's negotiable. You know? It depends. It depends on who's doing the killing and who's getting killed. So, with all of this in mind, I leave you with my revised list of the two commandments. Thou shalt always be honest and faithful to the provider of thy nookie. And thou shalt try real hard not to kill anyone, unless, of course, they pray to a different invisible man from the one you pray to. Two is all you need. Moses could have carried him down the hill in his fucking pocket. And if they had a list like that, I wouldn't mind those folks in Alabama putting it up on the courthouse wall. As long as they included one additional commandment, thou shalt keep thy religion to thyself. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Key of E minor, the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ass. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ass. The Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments.
Thou shalt not steal.
Sculpt any sculpture stone.
The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not take my name in vain. Thou shalt not forget the Saturday. Thou shalt not take my name in vain. Thou shalt not forget the Saturday. The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not take thy ma and pop. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not hate thy ma and pop. Thou shalt not commit adultery. The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
December 14th. Dearest John, I went to the door today and the postman delivered a partridge in a pear tree. Oh, what a thoroughly delightful gift. I couldn't have been more surprised. I am so wonderfully pleased I can't find the words to express my feelings. With deepest love and devotion, Agnes.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear.
December 15th. Dearest John, today the postman brought another sweet gift from you. Just imagine two turtle doves. I'm delighted at your thoughtfulness. They are absolutely adorable. All my love, Agnes.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 16th. Dear John, oh, aren't you the extravagant one? Now, really, I must protest. I don't deserve such generosity. Three French hens. They are just darling. But I must insist you're too kind. Love, Agnes.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 17th. Dear John, today the postman delivered four calling birds. Now, really, they are beautiful, but don't you think enough is enough? I mean, you're being too romantic, aren't you? Affectionately, Agnes.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 18th. Dear John, what a surprise. Today the postman delivered five golden rings, one for every finger. Well, you're just impossible, but I love them. Frankly, the rings are a relief because all of those squawking birds were beginning to get on my nerves. All my love, Agnes.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 65 golden rings.
December 19th. Dear John, when I opened the door today, there were actually six geese a-laying on my front steps. So you're back to the birds again, eh? Look, John, the geese are fine, but where in God's name am I going to keep them? The neighbors are complaining and I can't sleep through the racket. Will you please stop? Cordially, Agnes.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 20th. What is with you and these goddamn birds, John? Seven swans a-swimming? What kind of a lousy frigging joke is this? There are bird droppings all over the house. They never stop with a racket. I can't sleep at night, and I'm a nervous wreck. It is not funny, John, so stop with the goddamn birds, okay? Sincerely, Agnes.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight birds of milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four mockingbirds, three friendships, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 21st. Okay, Buster. I think I prefer the goddamn birds. What the hell am I going to do with eight maids a-milking? It's not enough with the frigging birds and the eight maids a-milking, but they had to bring the miserable fucking cows. And they're doing you-know-what all over the lawn. And I can't move around in my own bloody house. It's so crowded, so just lay off, will you, smartass? Agnes.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
December 22nd. God damn you. What are you, some kind of a sadist? Now there are nine pipers a-playing, and Christ, do they play. They haven't stopped chasing those goddamn maids since they got here yesterday morning. And the cows are getting all upset and stomping all over those horrible screeching birds. What the hell am I going to do? The neighbors are starting a petition to evict me. Oh, you're going to get yours, Agnes.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies waiting, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 mockingbirds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 23rd. You dirty, rotten son of a bitch. Now there are 10 ladies dancing. I don't know why you call those sluts ladies. They've been bawling the pipers all night long. And now the cows can't sleep, and furthermore, they've developed diarrhea. And my living room and my whole property is a river of shit. And the city commissioner of buildings has subpoenaed me to give cause why the building shouldn't be condemned. I'm sicking the police on you, Buster. One who means it. Agnes.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies waiting, 8 maids a-milking, 7 lords a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 mocking birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 24th. Listen, you miserable bastard. What with the 11 lords a-leaping on all those maids and ladies? Some of those broads will never walk again. And those pipers ran through all the maids and have been committing sodomy for the last 8 hours with the cows. And all 23 of the goddamn birds are dead. They've been trampled to death in the orchard. And I hope you have satisfied, you vicious swine. Incidentally, I just found the words to express my feelings. You rotten, moth-eaten, pig-buggering moron. Go fuck yourself! You sworn enemy, Agnes.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
25th. Dear sir, this is to acknowledge receipt of your latest gift of 12 fiddlers fiddling that you have seen fit to inflict on our client, Miss Agnes McColstein. The destruction of our client's sanity has, of course, been total. In the future, all gifts and correspondence should be directed to our attention. If you should attempt to reach Miss McColstein at Happydale Sanatorium, the attendants have instructions to shoot you on sight. With this letter, please find attached a warrant for your arrest. Cordially, Badger, Bender, and Cahill, attorneys at law.
One day
late, great William Conrad and his 12 Days of Christmas. Now, if you're a boomer or a Gen Xer, you know from William Conrad, he did lots and lots of television, Jake and the Fat Man and Nero Wolf and all kinds of great stuff. If you're just a boomer or you really know your shit, he was the announcer on Rocky and Bullwinkle, and yes, it's his voice that has closed many of our shows. But if you're really old or you're from a different time space continuum, he was this wonderful voice actor on radio. He played the part of Marshall Dillon on the Gunsmoke show, which used to be on radio. He didn't make it to the TV show, of course, because Bill was kind of rotund. He really didn't look like James Arness at all. But the rehearsals were so hilarious. He would just ad-lib all the time, not pay attention to anything, just having a swell time. Those rehearsals are so funny that some of them were kept. This is before recording tape, or at least before it was widely used in some cases. And, you know, they'd cut records of this stuff, and they'd pass it around to their friends. And a few of them have actually survived. They're really funny. Before William Conrad, we had Thule Kupferberg and the Fugs. They're singing about the Ten Commandments, the real thing, actually, because before that, in our Equal Time program, the incredibly intelligent, spot-on George Carlin, Why We Don't Need Ten Commandments. And if you listen carefully, you really don't get all upset and everything. He makes some really good points there. Miss you, George. Miss you all the time, man. We've got the Ramones opening up our final set, which is going to be, and I'm warning you, kind of peculiar, even given the last four sets. If you're ready, so are we.
Mike, go!
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face unafraid, the plans that we made, walking in a
weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with.
Christmas, I got the blues. The 25th of December, baby, 1981. Got me some homemade beautiful shoes. 11 years later, baby, 1982. I was 12 years old, still I had the blues. 2003, baby, I was 33. I was expecting some good jazz, baby, hanging on that tree. Miles of milk and honey, playing the blues with Blue James Bamba. I sing.
There's a time of year that's filled with joy. All
the little girls and little boys. The dreidel spin and the money fly, and everything is blue and bright. Hanukkah comes but once a year, and when it does, you know it's here. A long, long time, and all the presents flow like wine. Everybody spends what they can afford. The menorah is vexed like a new surfboard. Hanukkah comes but once a year, and when it does, you know it's here. Hanukkah rocks, Hanukkah rocks, Hanukkah rocks all around my block. On the first day of Hanukkah, I want a nice pair of socks to keep my tootsies warm. On the second day of Hanukkah, a nice shirt, but not green. On the third day, a dinner for me and my savior, Candace Delicatessen. On the fourth day, a video cassette of Fiddler on the Roof. Oh yeah, throw in a Betamax too so I can watch it. On the fifth day of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me 5 golden eggs. Oh brother, so what am I gonna do with that? Make a nice omelet, add a few onions. On the sixth day, season's tickets for the high holy services. On the seventh day, a year's pass on the city bus line. On the eighth day of Hanukkah, I'd like a house in Beverly Hills. Nothing fancy, just 3 bedrooms and a maid's quarters and a pool in the back. You know I like this holiday. Hanukkah comes but once a year, and when it does, you know it's here.
For Santa Claus to make his midnight creep call.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Yeah, I know there's something real pretty underneath the Christmas tree, but I ain't had no loving all week. It's beginning to worry me because. I can't seem to find my prize. I'm halfway watching Mama for that sleepy look in her eyes.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
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 Break it down for me, will you, Paul? Now, holy moly, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. What size shoe is that, anyway?
Is that a 7.5, 8? Or is that an 8.5, 9? Could, yeah. Oh, you're awful fine, but I don't think you're mine. You know, there's no place like home for the holidays, and I think I'd like you to take me home, or vice versa. I don't want no turkey. I don't care if I get any cake. I just want you to come back here, Mama, before the children wake.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Driving me crazy, Mama.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Yeah. Now Christmas is for the children, and I want them to be real pleased. Right now, Mama, it's Christmas Eve. Come make your pappy happy, pretty please.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving. I am the king of Christmas.
Seats and all sit down. First I start to sing the song, then you follow right along. Isn't this a Christmas tree? Yeah, this is a Christmas tree. Isn't all this candy free? Oh yes, all this candy's free. Candy free? Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree. Aren't all these presents nice? Yeah, the presents all are nice. Each one gets a big surprise. Each one gets a big surprise. Big surprise, presents nice. Candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree. Does the train go choo-choo-choo? Yeah, the train goes choo-choo-choo. Does the doll go wah-wah-wah? Yeah, the doll goes wah-wah-wah. Big surprise, presents nice, candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree. Does the duck make quack, quack, quack? Yeah, the duck makes quack, quack, quack. Do the parrots yak, yak, yak? Yeah, the parrots yak, 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 yak. Quack, quack, quack. Presents nice, candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree. Does the clown, ho ha ha ha, yeah, the clown, ho ha ha ha. Does the music, la la la, yeah, the music, la la la, la la la, ho ho ha ha. Choo choo choo! Big surprise! Presents nice! Candy free! Christmas tree! What a happy Christmas party! What a merry Christmas tree! Does the hammer knock knock knock? Yeah, the hammer knock knock knock! Does the clock go tick tick tock? Yeah, the clock goes tick tick tock! Tick tick tock! Knock knock knock! La la la! Ha 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 ha! Big surprise, presents nice, candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree. Does the rooster, yeah, the rooster, does the milk cow, yeah, the milk cow, tick, tick, tock, knock, 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 la, 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 ha, 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 big surprise, presents nice, candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree.
You.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven, all the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven, hark, hark, those church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven, the snow falls from the sky. But it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. It's Christmas in heaven, there's great films on TV. The sound of music twice an hour, and Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
There's gifts for all the family, there's toiletries and trains.
Yes, sorry, Walkman, headphone sets, and the latest video.
It's Christmas in heaven. Hip, 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 hooray. Every single day is Christmas Day. It's Christmas in heaven. Hip, 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 hooray. Every single day is Christmas Day. It's Christmas, it's Christmas.
From the top, because that's how we roll. The Mighty Ramones. Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight. That's a great sentiment right there. Followed by the legendary Tiger Man with Philippe Costa. Fuck Christmas, baby, I got the blues. It's also a legitimate sentiment. Followed by Gefilte Joe and the Fish, Hanukkah Rocks. After that, we heard from Bill Murray, Paul Schaefer, and George Clooney, Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'. Why not? Philo Dubai, C. Mel Blanc. Ja, das ist ein Christmas tree. Philo Dubai, a woman who knows what to do with a dreidel. Sarah Silverman, Give the Jew Girl Toys. And we concluded that set with Monty Python's Christmas in Heaven. So what sort of a big rant should I do on Christmas night? I mean, geez, I don't want to screw things up with babbling on about Trump. We got another few years of that ahead of us. No need to ruin Christmas now. And I'm not going to rag on about commercialism and Christmas because, as many people have pointed out to me year after year after year, it's not really a religious holiday. It may certify or address religious issues, but in America, certainly, but really most of the world, it's not. It's a holiday of caring and love, and that's a good thing. So I'm not going to criticize it anymore, unless you spent the mortgage payment on Christmas toys. You need to keep your priorities straight. Fact is, this has been a really rough year for just about everybody for so many reasons. Every year we say, well, I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's over. I hope next year is better for all of us, and I hope we all work really hard to make it that way. I'm Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. This is our annual holiday show right here on GetThePointRadio.com. We picked up the tradition from David Letterman. It's not Christmas for me without this woman. Ladies and gentlemen, taking us home tonight, Darlene Love.
I'm watching it fall.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Maybe I didn't do such a wonderful thing after all.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the Point Radio.